Kolos Halvavos, Wednesday night. Shar Yichud HaMaisa, single-mindedness of purpose, with the purpose being Ratzon Hashem, which sounds simple, but is very, very difficult to do, not to have other cheshbonos in mind. We're up to Perek Revi'i, page Kuf Samach Tes in the Sefer that we're using. And Perek Revi'i, he already told us in his Hakdama, he'll be talking about Mafside, things that spoil, things that ruin, things that are obstacles to developing the ability to have Yichud HaMaisa, to do things Lishma, Lishma meaning L'shem Hashem meaning to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. It's very hard. It includes a lot of things. It includes not to look over your shoulders and not to do it because people are looking at you. It includes not to do it because it's expected of you. It includes not to do it. Now, as you get to higher and higher madregas, it includes not to do things even for schar, and not to do things because you want olam haba. It's a mouthful, you know. Just to do it because it's the will of Hashem. It's a little easier to do, if you could use such a word, in the Chavis Halbovis system, that you're supposed to be obeying Hashem, out. In a Hakaras HaTov mode, so then your focus is indeed doing the Ratzon. Like, what's your payback? If you owe someone your life, someone saved your life, you say, what can I do in some small measure to pay you back? What can I do? So, you know, what it'll end up being is that you'll do whatever he wants. Like, you'll do his Ratzon. You'll be mamali his ratzon. That's how you're able to pay him back, by doing his will, by fulfilling his will. Anyway, asher l'sugei mafsidei tohar ha'maisim l'shem yisalem, on page Kuf Samach Tes, what spoils and is an obstacle to developing this, heim shlosha. We learned in Perek Beis the 10 ingredients that's needed to develop it fully. In Perek Shlishi, he pointed out that we're dealing with Chovos Ha'Ivarim mitzvahs, not Chovos Halavavos mitzvahs. That's part of the superiority of Chovos Halavavos over Chovos Ha'Ivarim, is that it's impossible to do it shelo lishma. No one's watching you. You have no other reason to do it. Heim Shlosha, now he's saying there's three things that could spoil it. Echad, Iyadiyas Hashem V'Tovosov. Certainly, you're going to find it very difficult to be focused and to do things only to fulfill someone's ratzon if you don't have a grasp of what that person's all about. I tell you, do it to fulfill the ratzon of Joe Schmo in Kansas. So, all around you, you have other reasons to do it, or reasons even not to do it at all. And now you're supposed to hook up blindly with. The more you know Hashem, the more you appreciate Hashem, the more you makir tovosov to you, the more you'll be able to relate to him and say, let me pay you back in some small way. Ma'aser Chavitov is going to elaborate upon this as we go through the parak. Vashedi number two is Iyazias Mitzvah Hashem V'Torah. So, if you don't know what to do, you're not going to do it. So, that's an obvious obstacle. You have to know what to do. Then you can start talking about doing it b'shma, but to make sure you know what to do. Vashlishi, hirhur ha'yetze v'hanchiyosev es ha'odam, the yetzahara, like infiltrating the human seichel, b'meshe mechabe b'ne v'nyoni olam hazeh, u'marchik u'miderech olam haba. Your focus on the will of Hashem has to do with bonding with Hashem. That's the way to bond. Even when we say it's a form of full bond, you do things lishma, with Yichud HaMaisa. But the more you are not interested in that as a goal, the more you're not interested in Olam Haba as a goal, the more your goal is Olam Hazeh, so you'll go with the people that can give you Olam Hazeh. Which is people, right? You'll be dealing fully with Olam Hazeh. So there's a spoiling factor of Yichud HaMaisa is involvement in Olam HaZeh. Now he goes back, he's going to explain them one by one. Asher la'ofen hefzer yedias Hashem es ma'is ha'mishmas. How does that affect? And it's a funny question, because that's the easiest. Like, if you don't know Hashem, if you don't have a grasp of Hashem or what he wants or his Torah, so then obviously... Who, kimisha lo yedas Hashem, that's for sure, if you don't have a grasp, some sort of handle on who Hashem is, so your avoda is incomplete. Your avoda is very far from the ideal. Because lo yavdenu lo misha lo nela mimenu inyano. So you have only a few people. But it's baralo ki atoelas anezik mimenu. And that's to become clear to a person that his toelas anezik is not on these sheets. But ki atoelas anezik mimenu only from Hashem. So you have you have to work on understanding everything that Hashem is. So anything that happens to you is only from Hashem. Bein toelas bein nezik. So then you're focused on him. If you don't know that everything is totally in Hashem, so then you're going to do a mitzvah with an eye towards the guy that can get you the job, with an eye towards the guy that can get you money, with an eye towards the guy that can get you this and get you that and find you a good doctor, so that you're playing to the crowd. If you don't have a grasp of what Hashem is, then you can't develop bitachon, you can't develop a knowledge that Hashem is the only one responsible for anything. So you, ein matarosa behem ala mataros mishayori yomikavu b'nei odom b'levad. And the person loses focus on Hashem and he starts trusting people and having imun in people. Barei obedes b'nei odom, lo'os borei b'nei odom, lo'os borei b'nei odom. He's worshipping the wrong. You need something to latch on to. That's what he's saying. You need something that's a denial. If you deny him, then you'll end up being obeyed people. That's what he's saying. You know, you say, I don't know about the Zohar, but if you don't focus and study and contemplate how everything is from Hashem, then you start thinking it's from other people. So then it can move on. You're going to want to do things that fly favor in their eyes. You will never purify yourself. He said, how did Ovid the Lilim's props pop up? He doesn't know. He doesn't realize, right? He has his own childish concepts of Hashem. He doesn't know. So that's an Ovid Elilim. Shlovila kach ele'i diyosu Hashem yisad of Yisraelim v'af odif Ovid Elilim. Oh, wait. So lack of knowledge and of an appreciation of Hashem could lead also to chanufa. Now he makes a really remarkable statement. He says, "Va'af odiv avid alida malachonei parbo dvarim." You probably not say these things publicly. You get into trouble. He says, "You should know something. A chanif is worse than an avid avid zara in four ways." They're both running a restaurant, right? And in a certain way, David Alilim is better. Like, it's a remarkable statement. Like, you can trust him more. He's better with Allah Chonif. Chonif means the flatterer, the person that's only doing mitzvahs to find favor in the eyes of people. David Alilim. Ruvin's a better person. He's better off in four ways. Why is that? So he's not halacha safe. Doesn't mean you have to go out and be Ovid of the Zohar. He's saying there are four aspects to the personality. We, in terms of Yichud HaMaisa, he's talking. In terms of Yichud HaMaisa, the Ovid Alila might be more developed in the ability than a guy that just believes. He just does what he wants and then justifies it. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. You gotta come tomorrow night. Does anybody have a car here and is going to the L'chaim, if to the Shir? What? You have a car here?